Think of the general end. Think of that which finishes your works on this earth. For the one which is general will surely happen. Even the one for one person will surely happen. If you many times, we think so much of the day of the Lord. But what about your day?
Yes, he was you.
Praise Jesus. The one of the Lord is going to come back.
About
yours of being taken out of the body, what do you think about it? For we always say when the end will come, it will come.
And what about
yours of getting out of the body and the body is ending? You've prepared to go where? In hell or in heaven? Now before you yearn for the other day, there is one which is going to happen in the shortest time. For many asked for the other end, and they forgot the one of their body, and they never prepared where they are going.
Now
think so much of those words. As you still yearn for the day of the Lord, it will surely happen. But yours too will surely happen
of
getting out of this body. A few are thought to be found in the body on the day of the Lord. Others must be coming back when they are getting out of hell and will be taken on the day of judgment. And others will be getting from the Jerusalem city where they have rested. And they come back here, then we are sent together. Now think so much of the end of your body, how it will be when you're unclothing it, putting it aside. And
then
you will think of the other day, how it will be. When you'll be found when you're in hell, you know that things have gotten wild for you. Now we've not saw so much of this day which you get out of the body. Look so much of the one of the Lord delayed to come.
It
is that it's happening every day on different people.
The
end of their body and it ends there. And we ask the one of their spirit how it is standing. And we tell and we say that the late is gone. He has gone where? Let's think so much of those words. As we thank God who reveals to us great words. Let's ask with me the service that he takes us on. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they are led by the Holy Spirit, the messenger they sent for us. He leads the children of God. Like it's in Romans 8:14.
Tukugulumiza olw'akaseera akalungi k'otuwadde ssebo. Tukwebaza kitaffe omwesigwa kubanga okkiriza okusaba kwa Mukama waffe Yesu okuli mu bita ekyokubiri sula y'okusatu n'olw'omunaana paka olw'ekkumi litaludde kuleeta nkumi naye bulijjo abadde atusabirawo gy'oli okutwongerayo akadde ak'okwetereeza. Tukwebaza kubanga oyongedde okukkiriza okwegayira okwo okuli mu 8:34 ng'atusabirawo ali ku mukono gwo ogwa ddyo okutwegayirawo nate era twebaza kitaffe omwesigwa olw'akaseera k'otuwadde era tukwebaza Mukama waffe Yesu olw'obudde bw'ogenda mu maaso n'okutugulira era n'okutusabira tusobole okwetereeza. Wandizikiridde kuba abamu tetubadde mu bifo ebituufu era tubadde tuwulira amazima gwe ayi Yesu nga bwe gwawandiikibwako mu kitabo ekitukuvu. Tubadde mu bintu ebirala eby'enjawulo bwe twalowoozanga nti twamala okulokoka naye nga tetwalokokera ddala. N'otusabira akaseera bwe kati twongere okumanyira ddala amazima n'okugategeera tubeere n'obulamu. Weebale Mukama waffe Yesu. Weebale Omwoyo Mutukuvu ayongedde okugumiikiriza okubeera mu masekati gaffe kubanga newankubadde nga wandibadde watukoowa olw'abangi nga tukutawaanyizza nnyo n'abangi abalala era abaatusooka naye n'otavaawo n'osigala mu masekati gaffe. Weebale Omwoyo Mutukuvu kubanga mu lubereberye essula y'omukaaga wali okooye era ng'olumiziddwa nnyo kitaffe n'akujja mu masekati g'abantu n'atanula okuzikiriza abantu ab'omulembe ogwo. Naye ne ku mulundi guno oyongedde okubanga obeerawo ayi Omwoyo Mutukuvu era tukusaba neera twale mu maaso tulemberemu saaviisi eno nga tugenda olwaliro okwongera okusoma okwenenyeza Mukama waffe Yesu. Oluvannyuma lw'ekyo tujja kuba nga tuddayo mu lugendo lw'eggulu tusaba otukulemberemu saaviisi zombiriri obeere omubaka muffe obeere awandiika ebigambo mu magezi gaffe ne mukutegeerako ffe naffe nga tukola kye tusobola okuwandiika mu bitabo byaffe n'okufaayo okubiteekateeka obulungi naawe bwoti bw'onaakola mu magezi gaffe ne mukutegeerako ffe weebale kubanga ozikoze wekka wabula ne bamalayika abangi okutuweereza n'okutulwanirira mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu. Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo. Twagala kulabika katwongerayo olwaleero neera okwenenyeza Mukama waffe Yesu nga bwe twategeezebwa olunaku olwokutaano tuba twenenyeza Mukama waffe Yesu okusooka olw'ebibi ebingi bye tuzze tukola ne twonoona ekkanisa ye tunyoola ebigambo bye Yesu yeebazibwe. Kale era n'olwaleero twagala kulabika nga tutunuulira paati
eyoey'okunyoola
ebigambo
byekubanga
si batono ku ffe
abagenzi
banyoola ebigambo bye yatugambaokukolamu ebirala
and do other things.
Ate netwesibamu nga tugamba nti Yesu
yabyogeraem
so nga twabitoolamu era
netubyongeramu
nga bwe tugenda okuwulira. Yesu yeebazibwe.
Bw'aba
atandika naffe atandika atugamba endiga eze ziwulira
eddoboozi and
listen to his voice and they
move on to understand
when
they listen to another's voice they refuse and reject the
voice
but we many seasons
work
not hearing his voice
and we
start twisting the scriptures
and we
subtract and add within them
all
those are what speaks of his.
Tegeeza tuzze tukola ebintu bino emirundi si
mitono ebimu
ku byokulabiraku byegyinza okuwa
mu
Matayo esuuli n'eyekkumi
onyoola
omusanvu n'olwomunaana atugamba ekigambo
kino
naye ogenda olaba bwe tukikoze mu nsi
yonna nga
tukinyodde
so
tumaze ebiro bingi nga mu kanisa abasumba n'abaweereza aba buli
ngeri
wamu n'abo bonnyini be tuyita ab'omubiri
gwe
nga tugenda tunyoola
ebigambotugaana
okuwulira eddoboozi lya Mukama waffe
Yesu kale
paati ey'okumwenenyeza
n'obutawulira
eddoboozi
lye
tunyoola ebigambo bye
tubikozesa
ekifuula nnenge
n'okubba
abantu
mpozi.
Matayo esuula ey'ekkumi olunyiriri olw'omusanvu. Bwe mubanga mutambula mubuulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Muwonyenga abalwadde, muzuukizenga abafu, mulongoosenga abagenge, mugobenga dayimooni, mwaweebwa buwa nammwe muweenga buwa.
Yesu yeebazibwe. Okusinziira ku kiragiro kino nga bwe
tuwulidde
tumanye ku mulundi guli twenenyeza olw'obutakola komisoni gye yatuwa
fuula
abantu baabayigirizanaye ku mukulu no twenenya lwabutawulira ddoboozi
lye
n'okunyoola ebigambo
bye
n'okutoolamu ati ne
twongeramutumusaba
atusaasire atuddiremu atusonyiwe
akomewo
ayingire mu kanisa ye
nga
yeffe
era
nga gye mitima
gyaffe
kubanga wano alagidde ekiragiro kye
kigambatubanga
tugenda
okubuulira
omutwe omukulu bwa kabaka bwa
katondayesu
yeebazibwe era nga tewali kyakulanga kirala newankubadde emitwe mingi
gye
tugenda mu maaso n'okulanga mu biro
bino
mativi
maradio
si mu uganda mukka wabula mu nsi
yonna
emitwe egimu kigamba
jangu
olaba omusajja wa katonda
w'amaanyiemirala
nga kigamba jangu ekyamagero kyo kiwandikiddwako
erinnyalyo
ekirala nga kigamba
ebyobuguzi paka wenkomawo
kwegamba nga tugenda tusimba emisingisingi emitwe emirala
naye
yagamba bwe mubanga mugenda mugenenga mubuulira.
Go preach.
Iranga adivati ya mweri chimu bwa kabaka bwa mukuru.
What is one the kingdom of heaven?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ero ruvanyuma rwecho.
And after that,
bene maso no kuonya.
Move on to heal.
Gobe mizimu.
We cast demons.
Zukize.
And raise the dead.
Mwere dwabu wa.
Freely you've been given.
Namwe mwe bwa.
You too freely gave.
Kinonacho twachivako.
These two we abandoned it.
Wakati okusasuza abantu abasabirwa.
For now to cost people who are being prepared to pay. To make them line up, the ones of millions and the others of others, it is moving on to be done. Done in the name of Jesus. They who do that, and they who are taught us that, they taught us and stand in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus. But his voice never told us that. You've seen many who are like that. And they end up by saying in the name of Jesus. God has said, they want to be healed. They have 3 million shillings lying up here in the name of Jesus.
They
want to have 2 million shillings. You have to stand up right up here in the name of Jesus. The one with 50,000 shillings lying up here. In the name of Jesus. You've heard? All was done in his name. But he said, it's the kingdom you have to proclaim, and the other, you cast demons, heal sickness, freely you've been given, you too freely give. But we ended up in business. Many are just like that. To see him in the name of Jesus come with 100,000 shillings. The name they are moving on to cause a scorn upon it. And we want to repent towards him for rejecting to hear his voice.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
he told us in John 10, he spoke these words. John 10 from verse
1. Atayita mu mulyango ng'ayingira mu kisibo ky'endiga naye n'alinnyira awalala oyo ye mubbi.
We have many thieves.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ayita mu mulyango,
he passing through the door.
Yabeera nannyini ndiga,
the one who owns the sheep.
Mulyango guyani,
the door, who is it?
Yeye mwenyewe,
he is himself.
Kubanga ayogera mu Yokana 14:6.
We spoke in John 14:6.
Yeye mwenyewe yakuwa obulamu n'amazima.
Himself is the way, the truth and life. We know if he makes the way, he is the one who makes the door.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We
highly put away the veil. He passed us through his body himself. The new way he made for us. He moves on to explain to us. And we would have understood quickly these thieves. Although they move on to use his name. For he says, he who can never hear his voice, he himself is a thief, and it's not a sheep.
John 10
verse
2. Oyo omugazi amugulirawo n'endiga zimuwulira eddoboozi aziyita endiga nezimanya.
Endiga bubaziyita.
When they call the sheep, when our Lord Jesus calls us, we hear his voice and we honor that voice.
But
we know that here is the one speaking. But we come by hearing that his command and the announcements on televisions and on radios and even in many banners, we would have proclaimed and explained the kingdom of heaven and even to heal diseases without payment. But we found ourselves and we announced other things, and even the voice is another.
If
one will listen to, is not of the Lord Jesus, maybe of the false Christ who move on to contend with him. Praise Jesus.
For
if we heard his voice, we would have hearkened to his commands.
He moves
on to tell us these words.
John
chapter 10 verse
2. Bwamala okufulumya ezize zonna azikulembera. n'endiga zimugoberera.
You've
heard who is supposed to lead us?
It's
the Lord Jesus himself. But these thieves, the false Christs and their prophets, they are the ones who are rather leading the sheep of Christ. That's why you say they are thieves. And each one, I wonder which heaven they are taking the people. Each one is having his own vision they are taking us into. And Jesus has a vision of taking us to heaven and to meet the Father. These ones, each is leading different sheep. I don't expect that they're even still sheep. For now, most of them became gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
you see that he would have been the one leading us in all churches all over the world. But we had that even this day as a person who leads the born again. Now, as things have been moving from the past, of the religions, how they have been.
There
is the one who leads this religion. Now we wonder. These voices told us the Lord Jesus is the one to lead us.
But
we chose other leaders to lead us. That they move on to lead us.
But
I don't know where they are taking us. For they have no heaven. Now where are they taking you? Is it in finances? That's where they can prophesy America on you, which they can reach you. But not heaven, for they have not of their heaven. Now, brethren, the word twisting, the voice of the Lord Jesus,
it's
a big case committed and it's a very serious one. We bring out many words of pain which Jesus moved on to tell us. You can prove that not many people have been fulfilling his voice to hear it. Even though it speaks within the Bible, at least they did the one speaking the Bible and they hear a new voice speak, and they call it a rhema word.
It's
fallen right now. It's not in the Bible. It contends with what is in the scriptures.
Now,
it's a big case. Moving on to rejecting hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus
and
obey his commands and holding it to twist them.
John chapter 10 verse
4.
Bwamala okufulumya ezize zonna azikulembera n'endiga zimugoberera kubanga zimumanya eddoboozi. Omulala tezimugoberera naye zirimudduka buddusi kubanga tezimanyi ddoboozi ly'abalala.
Naye kati olwaleero amaloboozi agogera
n'abantu.
Nze Yesu yangambye bwati.
Jesus told me this.
Nze
that me
Yesu yangambye.
Jesus told me I shouldn't get married. I have gotten exposed to him.
You
read in the scriptures,
and
he was in the apostles and said
that
the Holy Spirit took all of us and espoused us to the Lord Jesus.
According to
2 Corinthians 11, from verses 1 to 3. And even the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 19, not everyone that they can be like that, for it's a gift. Move on hearing different voices. He said himself, would have separated the voice of a stranger
and
understood this is not our Jesus who died for us and who is in heaven. These are other Jesus. For himself he warned us in Matthew 24 that they will be coming false Christs and they too will be speaking, and when they come to you they will say, me Jesus
the
Nazarite.
What
they tell you next, go begin a church for me. And it will be a glass church. As we reach the Lord Jesus, Matthew 24,
it
says, that stone will remain on another. It is Jesus who has told us,
there
will be a big glass church.
simanyi bino gwoba bifuna oti.
I don't know how you get things.
Naye ekigambo ekyokuwulira eddoboozi lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
One of listening to the voice of the Lord Jesus.
Kiri wala n'emitima gy'ekkanisa.
Far from the hearts of the church.
Kubanga tebaawula ddoboozi lya Yesu omutuufu n'eritali.
Don't separate the voice of the right Jesus and what is not.
Era maloboozi agasinga agawulirwa.
Most of the voices heard.
Gaba Yesu ab'obulimba.
Of the false Christs.
Kubanga tebayinza kumanya Yesu byayogera nebyatayinza kwogera.
They can never know what Jesus speaks and what he can never speak.
Yesu yantumye olwaleero.
Jesus sent me today.
Nangamba muno mulimu abakazi basatu.
And he told me that three women within here.
Abayina ekirwadde bwekiti.
And they have this kind of sickness.
Naye yagambye.
But he told me.
Okubawonya.
To heal them.
Muleeteyo buli omwaka kadde kamukamu.
Each one of you bring 1,000,000 shillings.
Yeye Yesu kwetulambyani kwanga.
Jesus was in scriptures.
Ngatafana na bwati.
How comes he doesn't appear like that in speech?
Ngati yasaba kuwa descent okuwonya.
How comes he never asked for any money to heal?
Onaba yawulidde Yesu.
This Jesus, where has he come from?
Kakati olw'okuba nti tetwafuulibwa abayigirizwa.
Because we are not made disciples.
Niddubuzi Yesu twalyawula kuba Yesu abalala.
The voice of Jesus you cannot separate from other Jesus.
Kati naffe babuulira tuba tulowooza Yesu bituufu yabyogera.
We too they preach to we think that Jesus really spoke them.
Naffe ne tuwulira eddoboozi ly'omulala.
And we too hear the voice of the stranger.
Tumaliriza nga tetuwulidde bigambo bye
bwe. And we end up when we've not heard the words of Jesus.
Tuddemu era ne twongera nabo.
We've subtracted and added within them.
Bozi n'abamu okunyoola.
And even others to twist them.
Kale kitugwanidde.
Now it's required of us.
Okusana olw'okumusaba atuwulirize eddoboozi.
We need to ask him that he makes us hear his voice.
Ng'asinziira mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
When he bases through the Holy Spirit.
Katonda awulira eddoboozi lyogera wabweru.
Before you hear a voice speak outside.
Sooka omale okuyiga okuwulira eddoboozi lya Yesu mu byawandiikibwa.
Hear the voice of Jesus through the scriptures. And you know even how his speech appears. Even if he's the Father,
you
must learn how he speaks. Not everything speaking like God, you listen to it. Not everything speaking like the Holy Spirit,
and
you're going to listen to it.
For
many claim to be like the Spirit. My child, go in the crossroads. That's where you should pray from. Lord, in the crossroads, is there where you are? And they give you scripture. Wisdom is made in the crossroads. But you cannot explain before it is showing the lampstand you're seeing there.
Kakati kulichulira ngogena masanga
za makusanga
oliyomu.
You go in the crossroads, they find you there. You're praying silent, you're praying.
Ayinza n'owulira eddoboozi nga likugamba.
Even hear a voice telling you.
Yesu Kristo Munazaris.
Me Jesus the Nazarite.
Genda oyimire mu luguudo wakati.
Go stand in the middle of the road.
Mpite emirundi musanvu.
Call me 7 times.
Kakati.
Now.
Ngokwate kubo ngogena mu luguudo wakati.
To the main.
Yes!
Jesus!
The
people begin to see you. Look at the mad person of Jesus. No, the other voice
is
making a scorn over the right Jesus.
And
they say, you see what Jesus does to the people. He makes them mad. And they begin to shout in the highway.
They
begin to do things which are not worthy.
Kakati abooluganda.
Now, brethren,
ekigambo ky'okuwulira eddoboozi kino kigazi.
Hearing the voice is very broad.
Era nga tumanyi twakiyigako okemabega abasomanafuatandikwa.
Of it some time back, we started with us.
Twali tusoma kumi omusanvu ejaka.
When we started with the seven spirits of the Lord.
Mwoyo w'amagezi bwe yali yatubikulira amaloboozi erya kitaffe n'omwana n'omwami.
The spirit of wisdom when he revealed the voice of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Kuno twagadde tutekinga akaseera kano ak'okwenyeza Mukama waffe Yesu.
This time when we take this moment of repenting the Lord Jesus.
Twenenye ku lw'okubutawulira eddoboozi
lye. If we repent for not listening to his voice.
After we
appear to twist his words, we
subtracted
and added to it. That alone proves we don't listen to his voice. His sheep listen to his voice.
If
you are claiming he is your sheep, you can't listen to his voice. His words are twisted and subtracted from, and you shout and support that. You test it in the flesh. You know what your father speaks and what they can never speak. When you find another speaking them differently, you clap and say that's how the father speaks. Or your mother. You begin to argue and say no. My mother never speak like that. But they speak anything they find out of God. And we clap and we even thank for that. And we bring offerings to tap of the anointing. Yet himself, when he gave the Spirit, he freely gave us. We've been doing things of different ways. Constantly twist the words of the Lord Jesus and refuse to hear his voice.
And
we have voices speaking with us in the ways. In the dreams, God spoke with me. And that is how we speak. Praise Jesus. Many times the Lord has not spoken with us.
But
we do speak many times. God has told me. But in the scripture, you cannot know how he speaks, but you heard his voice out. Praise Jesus.
Yokani sura ya kumi olunyiri lwa mukaga. Yesu n'abagerera olugero luno, naye bo tebategeera bigambo webiri bye yabagamba. Awo Yesu n'abagamba nti, nze mulyango gw'endiga. Bonna abansoka baali babbi era banyazi.
Abamusoka baali ki? Baali babbi. Kakati ababbi bangi abali mu linnya lya Yesu. Era n'abo abeeyita ba Kristo naye nga si be bo. Yesu yeebazibwe. Ababbi bangi.
The thieves are many.
Tulina kukyegendereza.
We have to be careful.
Oyinza okulaba ng'obadde ba Kristo bakukyalira mu birooto mbw'oyogera ne Mukama waffe Yesu. Kumbe ng'ate oli ne ba Kristo abaki ab'obulimba.
Let's proceed on.
Yokana, esura ya kumi, tuli kulunyirirwa munana.
John 10, we are on verse 8.
Bonna abansoka bali babbi era banyazi.
You've heard what happens.
Abamusoka,
they who came before him,
bonna bali babbi.
All them were thieves
abanyazi.
And they are robbers. This is where there is the devil and his
followers.
When they come, they come like Jesus. And you see that even the beard is of Jesus. And this is Jesus I see in the video.
But
what he tells you in the scriptures, they're not there. If he gives you scriptures, he's twisted them. They have subtracted and added in them. Wonders and say it, friends. It's one way of separating from these ones. Listening to my voice. And you separate it.
And
when you hear of a stranger, you never believe it. Now, where the problem is, we as the church, we never take time to know the things of that voice. But we hear so much. When you find people dream so much, they face a problem. For every time they are seeing Jesus, their eyes and their ears are very open. Every time they hear things speak in the spiritual realm to them, and they make voices like of Jesus to them, that one can suffer their entire life. For the trouble that I am Jesus,
say yes.
I am Jesus. Get from this job. Go and serve
me.
Yet he too was a carpenter. He did the work of carpentry and of the gospel. Unless we have not studied of him. Until when the work had increased of preaching the gospel. And there was no time more. He was born and worked.
I always
told you, leave this job. Go and serve me.
And
you feel hunger. Your children get sick.
Yes,
Jesus.
Why
are you stomating me like this? It's not me who told you that.
No, we did the voice.
I heard a voice.
Now,
get back in scriptures and understand properly his voice.
oleme kunyola mu kigambo
that may not twist his word.
Edoboozi lyonna
all voice
ya Mukama
of the Lord Jesus
libeera mu byawandi,
it's within the scriptures.
Tebinyoleddwamu,
they're not twisted,
tebitoleddwamu,
they've not separated from them,
eranga tebyongeddwamu,
added in them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kati tabu weyajira
weyo. Where the problem came from?
Ababi banja abogera.
The thieves are many who speak.
Ngaba Kristo
babulimu. And they are false Christ.
Bakore ibifananye ne babagira mu
biroto. Images that appear to dreams through you.
Befura abegisa.
And they claim to be merciful.
Babalira na ko mu biroto.
Even announcing in dreams. And you see where the palm of Jesus is carrying you.
We know the words ambu wajisa.
And you think he's so merciful. But we heard, according to Proverbs 13, when the devil comes to you, it seems like joking, yet he's taking you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We
want to continue to understand. We shall hear his voice.
We
stop twisting his words, even subtracting and adding within them. John 10, verse 9.
Nze mulyango, omuntu wayingira mu nze alirokoka. Aliyingira, alifuluma, aliraba eddundiro. Omubbi tajja wabula okubba n'okutta n'okuzikiriza. Nze najja zibe n'obulamu era zibe nabwo obungi. Nze musumba omulungi.
When it comes to us, he wants us to have life in the full. You look at people. Jesus told them to fast 40 days and they add 40 days and life totally reduces and it's
little.
And they all look very funny. They don't eat.
We see
Jesus the times he fasts not many times
but
even the 40 days he was led by the Holy Spirit.
Bible
says when those days finished, he felt hungry. Luke 4 and Matthew 4. Praise the Lord, brethren. Apostle, why do you speak of us twisting the word of God? There is a woman I know, I've known her for some time. You say that God met her in their own country. And the Lord sent her to Uganda. And she calls herself a prophet preaching righteousness. But it's something I got surprised of her. She said Jesus appeared to her. She's an elderly woman, first of all. She's never gotten married. She said that Jesus appeared to her and showed her husband. The husband that Jesus showed her is an artist, musician. He's in America. She claims that is her husband. She's old. She even bought the photo of that artist and she put it in the house. Now there's a fellow born again who appeared to her. And she told her that that is adultery you're in. And this woman hated that. And they say, you are a devil. And if you want to be her friend, you don't speak of her photo, her husband. But she claims she loves so much Jesus and she prays and she says he's not a false prophet.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. That one has fought with the scripture. It says that promises which delay, they affect your soul. Now what she's dying now, she's cutting her ears. She said I have these ears yet the gray hair is already in her head. When you go to her home, you find her whole self dyeing her hair to get younger, to black.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But that one, she's not heard a voice of the Lord, which is in Proverbs, that a promise which delays, it really affects the soul. And to press the nose, it brings blood upon it. Now, the God who promised like that, until those years, and when the men come to propose to her, she claims they are devils. She's married. that my husband is not in Uganda. My husband is in America. Perhaps she's seen her one, him once. They say that that artist came to Kayanja's place.
Bambi, I'm way gone.
She lusted and admired this man. When the Lord gives, it never delays so much. It never quickens.
It's
in the midst of time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
things happen to us for not hearing the voice. We don't know how he speaks and how we can never speak. Yet we could check that out in Holy Scriptures. After we appear that scriptures are not in us, now any voice moves on to speak with us. And it tells us whatever it finds. But the Lord Jesus told us in John 15:7, if you abide within me and my words abide within you,
ask
all you need and it will be given you. But if the Lord Jesus knew it, if his words are not in us, we cannot separate him from the others. We shall be listening to deceiving spirits, and they call themselves Jesus.
It
warned us in Matthew 4 that there will be coming false Christs. They will be speaking, and then they are like in his image, they are looking like him. Praise Jesus. But not her as a person who is like that. Many are like that. And they hear voices like that. And the religions you see around, planted on voices of the false Christ. And they remain reading the Bible. But they have twisted it. And they have subtracted and added in it. After the words of Jesus abide within you, you can hear that these words have been twisted. Even though they claim God sent them, but according to how they have told me the voice, our God never speaks like that. I went to heaven and the Lord sent me to go work miracles. You have already rebelled against that voice. It says to proclaim the kingdom and then we heal and we raise that. When you tell me he sent you on one mission to heal, that is not Jesus, but to the false Christs. Praise Jesus.
We
expect when you see the skins of the devil on to God and to church on the Tuesday and Wednesday, after we finish the evil spirit we've been seeing, separated from the Holy Spirit and his works, we shall begin to see the right Christ and his church and the false Christs and their churches. We already began to repent and to prepare for the right Christ to welcome him in our hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But many have been around. When we shall be studying fully about him, it will help us to quicken to listen. If you can hear the right Christ, you can listen to the Father. You can listen to the Holy Spirit.
If
you can't hear the right Christ, you cannot hear the Father, not the Holy Spirit. You know why? For all scriptures speak of Jesus. And he came in his book of the scroll. If you can hear him, you can listen to the Father. You can listen to the Holy Spirit. For you can't hear the Lord Jesus, know that the spirit going to speak with you is another spirit.
And
the one you'll be calling your Father will be another. For their brethren who dream, and Jesus tells them, I have made you spiritual father of this church. Now that fights Matthew 23:9. Do not have any other father on earth, for your Father is one within heaven.
We
fought with that voice and that command.
For
right now we have many spiritual fathers. Just as you know, it happened first in religions. We got priests. You understand that? Our fathers within the Lord.
kakati obuzibu bwava wonna.
Where the problem came from,
eddoboozi ly'okuliwulira,
the voice to listen to it.
Yokana 10:11
John 10:11,
nze musumba omulungi, omusumba omulungi awaayo obulamu bwe olw'endiga.
Kakati soko opozinga
mwawulira. First pause there and we hear.
Oba weetaaga,
if you want,
musumba ono omuyaye,
this false pastor
akugamba gendo siwe,
he tells you go and fast.
Kubanga nafe tuka ano
kuwasi. For we to reach this level we fasted.
Na ate yo nga Kristo mutu.
But as the right Christ,
sainza kugamba ebi,
he cannot tell you such things.
Agamba nze kinayitamu,
he tells you what I passed through.
Nakiyitamu ku lwendiga
zange. I passed it through on behalf of my sheep.
Era tezeetaagisa kuyita mu ekyo.
You don't need to pass through the same. If you pastor, you pass through fasting to get what you got. Perhaps you had your sins and you are repenting.
Now
this one has come without sins, but they are in it. You want to push them to repentance, they are going to repent over what and fast over what? And many pastors, these are fake and thieves. And they are sent by the false Christ. For what they pass through, they want to press you pass through it yourselves. Those are the Jesus you see. And they say that the miracle you have to fast by it. But the other Jesus is who sent apostles. We saw he worked with them.
And
even Simon attempted to buy the spirit. And he told him to get the straight with his money.
But
this one still.
And
they come tomorrow, they say Jesus has told them. We wonder this Jesus. It's not the other Jesus. According to the
situation
of their words.
So
if you are a good shepherd and you go to get grass for the cows and you are struck by that wild grass, you don't get it
until
you come to strike it with on your cow that you feed it after. For as if you say, pass through problems to get this grass, you have to pass through them to eat of it. Now, because you've gotten to get grass, and that wild grass strikes you, and you get itchings of your bodies, and you say, this cow, to eat of this grass, me to have to get this wild grass. When I reach, as it eats, I will strike it with this grass. And it will begin to experience itches and pain after to eat of this grass. Can that be like that? For the pastor or the good shepherd, no matter problems experienced on behalf of what he rears, he can never take his flock to make it pass through the same. But before the false Christ are many, and they make us so, and to tap of what they have, even to study alone. The Bible college, they pay for it. Jesus taught 3.5 years. And the disciples paid nothing. And he told them in Isaiah that come buy without anything to buy with. But these ones, brethren, understood what we speak of. The false Christ are very many in the world. And they have their apostles, they have their prophets, they have their pastors, they have their evangelists, they have their healers, they have their workers of miracles. And to perform it, they have to make you pass through problems. They enjoy when you look funny and disfigured. But who enjoys when you beat a herdsman? And you enjoy your sheep or your goat to look funny and they're all slim. Can you feel good? Have you ever read those animals? Did you enjoy when they got slimmed and they got sick? You want to nurse them. At least you refuse to treat yourself. And you say, it's my sheep. And you begin to get off those ticks. But these pastors, The pastors of the false Christ. And they have led or fearing the voice which is not of Jesus. And they hear voices of the false Christ. And even as they train us that, and they enter in us the same word, we
are going to
repeat the Lord Jesus.
We want to
first hear his voice through the Holy Scriptures.
Then
we may hear him through dreams and visions, and even physically. For before we hear through scriptures, to be deceived by many voices, the world has a couple of voices,
as
they which speak and they are not few. They are very, very many. All of them fight to become Jesus.
John chapter
10 verse 12.
Alundirira empeera atali musumba endiganga sizize ye.
Owulidde bulungi kye bakola.
You've heard what they do.
Balundi era ayinza bagamba.
And they can tell you.
Bawereza omwaka mulamba.
I have served for a year. Can't you do a thanksgiving offering?
Mulide.
I have preached the gospel. Can you cannot even sow within me?
Bagala mamoto kama
yumba. They want cars, houses.
You can buy them,
and the house you pay for them, the rent, it's like in 2-3 million shillings. You see people within it, they are 30. And they suck out everything from you. And the poor are within there. You cannot even give capital to them to work.
But
if you have 30 people, to rent a house like 4-5 rooms, what is that? Every month
you
pay 1.5 million shillings.
We
would have gone in a 2-roomed house. And they give the rest to work and they get richer. And they continue to add and give in you. They work for a reward if you see them. They work, cars, houses.
The
Lord answered the disciples and told them, 100 in heaven, even on earth 100. First work on things of heaven. The rest I will add them unto you. Seek the kingdom and righteousness. These I will add them to you. But to begin a ministry, Jesus told me, I've worked so much on foot when I'm serving. Now he has said, let there be great a basket. A pastor buys a car. You know the years the apostles moved on foot? Those voices are always within us. They who tell us the anointing flows from the head. Before I drive a car, no one in you is going to drive a car. First buy for me, the anointing will flow to you in the name of Jesus. And there they became
now
these things, brethren, they are seeming like a joke. They are within this world. They are in the churches.
We
think they are supposed to be like that. And Jesus said they are supposed to be like that. You fight, at least you borrow the car.
Yokane sura ya 10 olunyiriro 12.
John 10 verse 12.
Alundirira empeera atali musumba. Endiganga sizize ye. Walaba omusegenga gujja aleke endigana dduka n'omusege guzisikula guzisaasaanya. Adduka kubanga wa mpeera. So endiga tazisaako mwoyo. Ze musumba omulungi era ntegeerezange. Nezange zintegeera. The
need where it is.
Tuteeka okubanga yatuwulira.
We must be hearing us.
Tumutegeera.
We understand him.
Naye nga tutegeera.
And he too understands us.
Kati ekizibu ekijjira.
The problem where it comes from.
Bakuyisa ab'obulimba abangi.
False Christs who are many.
Boogera.
They speak.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
We need
to appear to repair ourselves.
Hear
the voice of the Lord Jesus.
There we should
be able to hear the voice of the Father together with the Holy Spirit.
It
emphasizes to us in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 28, and it speaks like this.
olunyiriri olusooka
Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1
awo olunaatuukanga bw'ona onyiikiriranga okuwulira eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda wo okukwata ebiragiro bye byonna bye nkulagira leero okubikolanga Mukama Katonda wo anaakugulumizanga okusinga amawanga gonna agali ku nsi
Yesu
yebazibwaolunaatuuka
bw'ona anyiikira okuwulira eddoboozi
lye
To
obey his commands, laws, and judgments.
Listen
to the voice of the Lord.
Or
the voice of Jesus.
It
involves obeying the laws, commandments, and judgments.
For
those are what comes from his voice.
It's not
subtracting and adding within them.
As he
told us in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Not subtract from these words, and not even to add within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on to tell us.
And
if you hearken unto his voice and obey his commands, laws, and judgments,
we
should move on to see a blessing in the city and in the village.
Where
the church reached to cry for a blessing these times and to work so much for it, to suffer it.
There
are things we've done that we appear to get a blessing. But we so do everything possible.
It was
one thing to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus.
And
we obey his commands,
his
laws and his judgments.
All
blessings then would be following us.
The
curses upon the church where they came from. They came from verse
15.
In Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 verse 15.
Naye olulituuka. Botoli wulira ddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda wo okukwata ebiragiro bye byonna n'amateeka ge bye nkulagira leero okubikola ebikolimo bino byonna birikujjira birikutuukako olikolimirwa mu kibuga era olikolimirwa mu kyalo
no matter what you do at that point
mukanisa yo mukyalo gye mu kibuga
ngusigamugendo the village church and come to the city church thing you get rich from there
ero justigarayo ngoli mwavu
you will remain still very poor
ebyo funye byonna bigende
bwe whatever you will have gotten will go like that
wanga ateno mu kibuga bizibu
for here in the city it's very hard
wali amaroboza
there are voices of the false Christ which are very many
nebyo to byaba satan
and the dreams of the devils
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
But wherever,
no matter where you are,
and you
can hear the voice of the Lord Jesus,
and
never twist in his word, not even to subtract and add in it. The blessing straight away has to come towards you. Why does the curse follow people? Is there anyone who kneels to pray for the curse and ask for it? But how comes it comes to people itself? But the blessing we ask for it. Lord, the blessing. But does it appear? And to get it when you have sweated from there. But you don't know what is troubling you.
To
listen to his voice. Obey his commands, laws, and judgments.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And you don't
twist, subtract, neither add in them. That's where the blessing is. For he said his sheep
is
ready to give his life on their behalf.
No, he
even to take care of them.
If you
see a wolf coming to attack them, move on to fight with that wolf, the devil.
And
right now we fight on our
own.
Devil fire.
We can't bring up a number so
we have no shepherd over us.
And
the proof church has spent many times and they have no shepherd over them. The Lord Jesus. We fought wars on our own.
We
fasted and struck the devil he never hears.
And
we climbed mountains and we got the valleys and we got the fields. We are striking the devil. To take off his curse from us, but the curse is stuck on us. When we get healed from this, another comes tomorrow.
So
what is upon us?
The
men brought voices which are not of Jesus. Each one spoke his own.
The
one woke up and he said, Jesus sent me. I pray with all people. Jesus spoke himself in Proverbs. The prayers that they would don't hold on his laws, they are detestable to God.
God
spoke with us.
Isaiah.
Isaiah 59, his hand is not shortened. Praise Jesus. Your unrighteousness separated us from him. And Isaiah 1 says, no matter how much you pray, many prayers I will not listen to them.
Now,
the other Jesus sent him to pray with all people, whether of which religion you believe, come and we pray. He too, Jesus sent him.
He
told us in John 15:7, if you abide in me,
then
my words abide in you. Ask of all you need to be given you. Another comes tell us, Jesus has told me, I pray with all people. You know, the shrine, the devil never secrets among people. Whether you are born again and you come with your jealousy, the devil can never chase you from there. If the Catholic arrives, the Protestant who comes, the adulterer and the one of Jesus, all of them, they are welcomed. But not on the living God.
As
he told us, Jesus sent him. After we say,
but
he speaks some things of righteousness.
Bible
says straight that the ones we see as righteous before the Lord, they are like wild thorns and they even pierce on people. Micah 7:4, let's read it and we hear. When you think righteous, when
you
check them in the voice of Jesus, they don't appear there.
Mika esule yo musambu olunyiri lwa kuna.
Micah 7:4.
Oyo kwaba singo obulungi afana nango omwera manyo.
Olide.
The
mumurembe kuno ti mulungi
ko. The solution is a bit good.
Mubi.
He is a thief.
Alingo omwera manyo.
He's like a thorn bush.
Omuti ogwa makwa.
A tree of thorns.
Alinge songezo mutaka.
He's like
Musuru mugwa patayo na fumita.
Follow him and he pierces you with
enemy.
But it's a thief.
If we don't
ask for dollars here, money, when
he reaches
to build, he gathers money in dollars. What do you see as if he's clean? When God reveals them to you, can wonder. Let's repeat that verse and finish it even. Micah 7:4.
Oyo, kwaba singo obulungi afana nango omwera manyo. Omugolo kufu kwaba singo obubi.
Asinga.
Repeat it.
Asingo obubi.
Omugolo kufu kwaba singo obubi. Olukomera lwa magwa.
When you call, if you want to discover them, discover something a little and tell it to them. I tell they can cast you and you wonder.
But
in the people in the world they see is holy.
He
is even worse than a hedge of thorns. When you see him in the people,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
praise Jesus.
Yeah, but see, yes.
Miracles and wonders. We are going to see miracles and wonders.
We are going to see
miracles. We are going to see miracles and wonders.
Sometimes
you don't need Jesus. You don't need Jesus. You need a miracle.
Take him any dream, he will curse you for that. The one you see as upright, here with the voice will prove the people whether they had Jesus or not. Praise Jesus. The one you see a bit upright, it tells you all that group you see it, all of them are the same. The one who seems upright is like a thorn bush. kubanga bakuzibwa bakulira wamu wonna. For they were raised in the same systems.
Kitawe yali mubi.
Their father was a thief.
No mwana naye mubi.
Even the child is a thief, is just pretending. Let's repeat this verse.
Mika esule yo musambolunyiri yo lwokuna.
Micah 7 verse 4.
Oyo kwaba asinga obulungi afanana nga omwera manyo. Omugolo kufu kwaba asinga obubi olukomera olwamaggwa. Olunaku olwabakuumibo lwerw'okulabwako lutuuse. Kaakano wewanaaba okweraliikirira kwabwe. Temwesiga wa mukwano. Temulowoozanga mukulembeze nga mwesigwa. Kuuma enzigi z'akamwa ko eri oyo agalamira mu kifuba kyo.
Olaba kugamba kuweka omwoyo.
If they tell you to be careful of such a person, watch out
of them.
The one you've married or got married to.
Somala gogera byolabye.
Don't just speak what you see. Men are not easy. You'll think they had Jesus.
Kumbe balina ba Yesu abuli baba
abantu. Yet they have false Christ to send to them. You'll find them that is the Illuminati. But because you use that, this one speaks on behalf of the Lord. The one who stays upright is a very hard person, more than the earth, his colleagues. We had a man there. At Lubaga. When you find him, he's an elderly man. He speaks with much mercy. But it's the one who gathers demons at his synagogue. And they're within the people causing them to dance. That Jesus has come down. And Jesus gets in the earth and they begin to dance. Another, the Father comes upon them. Another, that the Holy Spirit has come upon them.
And
begin to look at what God is speaking, he doesn't understand proper. God, this was nothing like found it in him. For one day that God came and he said, never use the network of worry, it's of the devil. I told Pastor David and my wife, all the numbers for the devil, they are the same. Computer controlling networks
is communication.
Of communication.
All science system in Africa
is in South Africa.
Beast computer.
It's called the beast computer.
Computer yes,
or the computer of the beast. Now, after we had
MTN
and the Airtel, they use the same codes now. But the other God never starts. He speaks what is things that are not right. Now these things,
we need to
hear the voice of the Lord our God. We don't
increase
in the words he spoke. We don't add in them. We don't subtract from them. Many people don't know even what is in the Bible. But they want so much to sleep and drink. And Jesus speaks with them. Others want to hear the Holy Spirit. Father, come speak with me.
He spoke
with you in the Bible. Many words don't know them. You want to hear him through dreams. It's like someone writing that to you. And they are basing from abroad. You don't read all of them, but you call them. I want to speak with you one on one.
Just
read the letters.
I began
to read them. Everything it told me. Where it ends, the letter says, let's meet in the other place. You don't read every time it goes to the place to wait for you. You just abandon the letter. When you begin to hear him, let me call him.
Hello?
We speak one on one. Did you read the letter?
And
I began on it. Okay. As you began, let me call him. But where it ends, it says, let's meet in the city that we speak to him. Every day he goes to the city. Our God is like that. We want to speak with him, but his letter is with us. That is his word. And within it are all directions how we can meet and speak with him. But we read just the heading on the top. And
Moses
met Moses in the bush.
Mukama.
Lord,
meet you
up in the bush today. I want to speak with you. That is the problem.
Not
the time Moses was trained to reach a level of hearing from God.
Because
in Egypt there were many gods. And Moses would have understood how to
differentiate.
He had heard of him before. And he asked him immediately, if I go, people will never hear me. They will ask me, what is your name? And you answer them, I am who I am. That code all the Israelites had it, but they kept and watched over it secretly. And when you reach and you say, sent me, they know this is the living God. When you speak another code, God of Abraham, Isaac, they too they had it. But even the codes of God, you don't know anything, anyone. You want to meet in a dream and you speak with him. You'll speak with him after the false Christ. You come back, say, Jesus told you. He told you in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 11:13 and 14.
It says,
these masqueraders, preachers of righteousness, the devils themselves, claim to be preachers of righteousness and the angels of light. They will clone every image come in dreams and they make the voice and you hear as if it is of Jesus. Within it was even a thunder.
And
you think everything glittering is gold.
It
appeared to me when it was glittering. His voice matters in what he speaks. Not to contradict what the first told us. In the letter there are many directives and places to him. But because we don't read. And in Job he said, if I knew of the place where I can meet him, then I would have presented and gathered words which are meaningful and speak with him words which are meaningful. God can come and you tell in a dream, ask of what you need. And you sleep when you hated the neighbor. And you say, I want you to kill the neighbor, let the neighbor die, Lord.
Now he can
beat you within a dream and you come out when you're sick. For the command says, don't kill. Solomon in 1 Kings 3,
he told him,
I ask wisdom and an understanding heart. And he said, even what you have not asked for,
you've
not asked for the life of your enemies,
you've
not asked for wealth, you've asked for wisdom and understanding. Everything I've added it to you, long life. Remember,
it's
begun, you've not asked for the life of your
enemies.
If he had begun on the life of the enemies, they would have struck him through the dream and he came out sick. That's what God began with. You've not asked for the life of your enemies. For God knows that's what we want to ask for.
And
when this had gone there, when he knew how he speaks with God, many times we saw in Samuel,
Samuel
was hearing the voice of God.
Eli
knew when God speaks, he has to speak three times and above to believe that voice. Anytime he came, tells him, go back and speak.
It's not
me who's been calling you, but go back. The second time, when he came to that time, tell him, here am I, my Lord.
But you hear one
voice and you run, Jesus has sent me. I heard the voice. It was thundering.
tewali wadde okutula waatisize
ebigambo
wano nga abonyabonyeza abantu
aboyagala
nnyo oweereza katonda.
And you want to serve God so much. Voices come speak with you.
Go
in the village of this place. And
it
begins to torment you from there.
And
you say, my God, Jesus, you told me.
Now
you are tormenting me like this.
You say,
you have never told me. You leave me alone.
Mika. Mika 7 verse
6.
Kubanga omwana tassaamu kitiibwa kitaawe. Omuwala akikinalira ku nnyina.
Is it not like that?
Akati oli avuma munne.
The person, the other abuses the other.
Babeereyo ku TV.
They are on televisions.
Oli amusinga emyaka nga batamukwevuma
kubanga amumanya emisege. Older than him, they are abusing each other for they know their characters. Micah 7 verse 6.
Kubanga omwana tassaamu kitiibwa kitaawe, omuwala kinala ku nnyina, mukama mwana ku nnyazaala we, ab'omunju be baba abalabe b'omuntu. Naye ku bwange naatunuuliranga Mukama, naalindiriranga Katonda ow'obulokozi bwange, Katonda wange anampuliranga.
Praise Jesus. Our Lord Jesus says, you must be careful of the house of salvation. Some of them are our very own enemies. Let me tell you, at least the person puts a shrine there and you know when you've gone there, go to a shrine. But the person has put a false church there and you will think you've gone to heaven through that. Yet you've entered hell rather. At least you see that a shrine is there. And you know that I have gone to a shrine. This is the devil, I'm not on God. But a person who hides, you go there, you think you've gone to God. Yet you are in a modified shrine. They bring a ring and they put upon you to speak with the dead. In the shrine, they call your dead father to speak with them. Now, what difference is there? Remember, they go there, they know they have gone to Jesus. But brethren, in all these words,
let's
hearken the voice of the Lord Jesus. We can hear it.
These
words are within us.
That's
why it speaks in John 15:7. And it tells us these words.
Yokana esule ye kuminetano olunyiri oluo musamvu. Wemube era munze nebigambo byange bibeera mumwe. Musabenga che mwagala chonna munakikolerwanga.
Naye nga bameka ababira n'ebigambo bya
Mukama. How many have the words of the Lord Jesus in them?
Bwabasa bayogera bigambo bya mulala.
When they pray, they speak words of another.
Omusumba oyodebo yagamba bwati.
A pastor oyodebo spoke this.
Ebyo quote nga mukusaba.
That's what you quote in your prayer. Now that can never work.
Obura musabire ebanga lino
nanga tuwali. That's why pray out all days and nothing happens. When we claim we are in Jesus, we do good. But what proves it? His words within you. Not your words. Not of the pastor speaking with you. The words of the Lord Jesus. That's how we shall be able to hear his voice. When he speaks with you, through a dream, or in a voice,
he
thinks on the words which are within you, which are his. You begin to hear what he tells you. It's written here, in here, and here. The Spirit tells you, go and do for me this. And you feel pressure to do it. And if I don't go, I am bad. They are going to spit me. You mean they know that's the devil.
Doesn't
want to sit and lie where it's his, whose voice or who. You just run quick. God has sent me.
Told
in Jeremiah 23:18 that who has ever sat under the counsel of God is
wise
to listen to them and to mark them. That if they are certain of the counsel of his words, they would have drawn people to understand his words.
And
our brethren,
in
many seasons past, people have not been hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus. And they hear voices of the false Christ. And they tell us Jesus told them. We too had been trained in the same way.
And
you have no words which are of Jesus in you. But you dream. You hear things. You are always getting visions of different types. Now those things sometimes put very things on people. You have no words of Christ to defend you within you. And they say what you have seen is not there, cast it aside. Anytime you believe them, they are going to trouble you all your days. For you dream and they bring more witness of the same thing. Yet they are twisted.
Let's
be careful in that word.
You
may be able to hear the voice. If you are to hear the Father and the Holy Spirit,
you
must first hear the voice of the Lord Jesus. When we pass through his words within us, if they are written within us, for every minister, it's required of they, the minister too, to become letters within which are written scriptures. Scriptures we've been ministering. Praise Jesus. Because of that, that's why it speaks in John 5, verse 39. If we are to listen and hear him, we must be able to hear scriptures, his commands, laws, and judgments. John 5, verse 39.
Munoonya mu byawandiikibwa. Kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo. N'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
Those testify about him. And when he joined on Hebrews, Hebrews 10, he said he came through the scroll by which was written about. Praise Jesus. And in these scriptures, that's why we hold the Bible and we say it's the word of God, our Lord Jesus. And within him, we can hear the Father. We can hear the Holy Spirit. The same scriptures, if you have no scriptures within you, all the voice you hear, it may end up not being of the Father, not of the Son, the Lord Jesus, and it's not of the Holy Spirit. But you hear the voice of the devils, who have claimed to be God, who have made themselves the Holy Spirit, who have made themselves the Christ. Praise Jesus.
So
we must be careful, for even the Father continues to emphasize of this issue. These words we study, I pray God write them in your whole life. We use them as we pray. We pray for a few hours in the great words, words of truth, words which God loves. Instead of praying many words, but they have no importance. Like how people shout from the morning to the evening,
but
they have no difference they have gotten. People pray in synagogues. Intercessors, you find them there.
If
it was me praying like they passed, my head would have broken off. But they are always interceding, shaking their heads. But they themselves are getting more corruptible and corrupting the church. For they never first washed their hands when they came to reason with God. They never learned to fast too good like he commands us in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 13 unto 18. Wash yourselves through the word of God. And here we are washing ourselves. And we learn to do good. And we leave sins. In 18, we go reason with him through prayer. Praise Jesus. And then he takes away all our sins. People just arrive that are going to repent.
They
repent, I don't know how they do it. What will be the history, you repeat it. Not be revealed of repentance. But all 3 days you're repenting. Lord, have mercy. Forgive, have mercy. Even when you speak, finishes. And you begin to speak one thing, have mercy, forgive. Forgive you over what? God never forgives someone who has not been revealed what they did.
Because
he writes scriptures to tell us what we've done.
You
can't forgive you before you understand what you did. If he forgives you, repeat it tomorrow. Now, when did he forgive you anyway?
But
the Father moves on to emphasize.
Pass
through John 8.
John 8 from verse 43.
The Father says, for refusing to hear his word, the Lord Jesus. For we know in John 1:14, the word clothed flesh and he came to speak with us. Now the Father says, we cannot understand his speech until we've left the word have a space within us, that we begin to understand the talk and the speech of the Father. You know, you abuse God when you don't know that is the one speaking. And the Lord Jesus explained, saying, you have refused to hear me.
But
when another comes, you will listen him to him. Praise Jesus. If we don't leave the word to have a space in us, like he says in John 15:7, that if you abide within me and my words abide within you, ask of all you need. If we leave the words of the Lord Jesus enter in us, those are the holy scriptures. We even hear the Father speak. But without that, we cannot hear him. Praise Jesus. We're going to sample briefly of these voices. Only this John 8 we read, it has three voices. There is the Father, there is the Son, there is the Holy Spirit. But if you say you heard him,
and
it's not in the scriptures how he speaks,
that's
the hypocrisy we've moved in which is unrighteous. I dream God the Father speak. When you see the voice the person brings, the Father told me, we are going to pass through the sea and we go to heaven. You pass through the sea to go in the heaven of God. Others say, now Jesus, and he led me, and we passed the rock, and we are heading to heaven, and I am carrying my bad luggages.
Jesus
speaks Luke 16:19 and 25. So when Lazarus died, the spirit was given the angels and they headed it up to heaven. Now this Jesus, he got people, made them pass a rope. The voice does not connect. Jesus in explanation, he says that now when he died, he was given angels and they took him in the bosom of Abraham.
This
Jesus has come with a rope. Jesus says, hell is the bottomless pit.
This
Jesus passed them a terminal to lead to hell. And the terminal was full of darkness. Things are like this, but we cannot check them through scriptures. Jesus says, John 14, in my Father's house,
are many mansions.
The Jesus they meet, he says, they are building rather.
But
we are supporting the message Jesus has spoken. You have given us a message. We glorify you. And you glorify such a message. And he's out there saddened.
Why
is church listening to words is not spoken? Now we got that problem. Pray God has mercy on us. We're going to begin to enter His words within us as we hear His voice. Then we shall meet it through dreams and the visions and pass in the physical. We're going to first cut off all other voices.
We
beat them with scriptures.
Let's
begin, you can hear Him among many voices. One day, Elisha faced the problem and listened to his voice.
There are
things which passed. And the thunder was like fire and fought God within it. And the storm came. Perhaps it's the one. Now after, that's when he comes and tells him. And he spoke.
And
he said, I expected you in such a voice. I thought that going through the thunder, you come out of thunder. The other is not upon whether they will thunder or not.
It's
upon his voice. Is it the one? Let's come back to humanity. I can speak when I'm calm. I can raise the voice. I can thunder. And I remain
near.
But I am known through the voice.
God
can't speak when He thunders. He
can
speak in secret. My child.
You
can say, you Jacob.
That
says the Lord. And it's been raised. If you're used to hear that He whispers, you'll hear the devil this time whispering.
It
speaks very calm. My child. Begin a church for me. And you build a glass church. Check through the scriptures.
And it says,
we are the temples of the Lord, we are His church. In the Bible, you get another. This is not upon what voice God has spoken with.
Is
it the voice of the Lord?
When
he speaks with the spirit of power,
he will
speak where the voice is high. The spirit of counsel, it will come when it's calm. Lowered voice.
In
the spirit of understanding, he can raise and bring it down. For our wisdom is lifted. The times need to be awakened. Takes a level to understand it. You must listen to them from the scriptures. So you find him when he's quarreling. Who are you mocking and familiarizing? And you children of adultery and evil. For I know God whispers. That's why I say that you're children of the devil.
Okay.
God, does he speak that? Let's briefly pass through them. John 8:31.
Awo Yesu n'agamba Abayudaaya bali abamukkiriza nti bwe munywerera mu kigambo kyange nga muli bayigirizwa bange ddala.
That is who.
For
the Lord Jesus is the Word. You clothe flesh.
But
who, the one who owns the Word, that is the Father Himself. Remember, all these voices came out of one person.
The
Bible says that the Father was in the Lord Jesus when He reconciled with the world.
But
we don't hear the Father.
That
Jesus was the one speaking.
2
Corinthians 5 from verse 13 unto 17, they explain the Father was in the Lord Jesus when He was reconciling with the world.
Talk
with us, but we never knew Him. We couldn't hear Him.
When I said God the Father spoke
with me, in fact it was the voice of the Father.
But
they don't know of the voice. Even the Bible, they can't hear it speak. They don't know the codes the Father speaks through. Now we spend many seasons and we hear other voices.
It's
not of the Lord Jesus,
it's
not of the Father, it's not of the Holy Spirit. Through that is when we knocked in scriptures and we added
now
in. And elsewhere we twisted and twisted them.
For
they were brought when they are twisted.
These
voices of the devils.
And
still the scriptures of God.
And
they subtract out within them. That they can bring out the voice. John 8:32.
Era mulitegeera amazima n'amazima gali bafuula baddembe.
And the Father told them, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is not Jesus now speaking.
He
spoke in John 14:6.
He
speaks is the way, the truth, and life. Now see, the Father tells us, understand ye the truth. When you understand him, he will make you free. But we in those seasons, and we never heard. But let me ask a question. How long has church spent when they don't hear the voice? It means they will reach heaven. God has been drawing and dragging them just. Dragging to reach thereby force you to couldn't do it yourself. For if to hear his voice, it's not been around. It's not been easy.
John
8:33.
Ne bamuddamu munti fe tuli zadde lya Ibrahimu, so tetufugibwanga muntu yenna ayogera muntu yenna oyogera otya gwe nti mulifuuka baddembe.
Now you
hear what we answered the Father. We've never been under any person. Our father is Abraham. But the Father was in heaven. When he came to speak with us, we never knew him. Even how he spoke, we never understood it.
But
these were given to us right now. Now the Old Testament would have said, okay, perhaps they had no way of understanding. But they separated the word of the Lord. And they searched out intently to see what the Spirit has been speaking through them.
Yokana munana satumunya.
John 8:34.
Yesu n'abaddamu nti, dala dala mbagamba nti, buli muntu yenna akola ebibi, ye muddu w'ekibi.
The Holy Spirit answered those words. And he told them, remember in the beginning, Genesis. Genesis 3. All you sin through Adam.
First Corinthians 15:22.
All sinned and died through Adam. They were raised through the Lord Jesus.
John 8:35. Omwana abeerera emirembe n'emirembe. Kale omwana bwali bafuula ab'eddembe.
The Holy Spirit told them, you became slaves while you chased from the garden. The firstborn remained there. But the Father used the word, and the Spirit understood it.
But
we don't understand the word, and we never knew he clothed the flesh.
It
is for us to bear our weakness. That child is the child. If the Spirit was not there at that moment, the wrath of the Father would have come out and struck us there. But the Spirit always intervened and he said, you've not understood what he said. He said and speaking of the Son. The Father was calling him the Word. My word will set you free. And we never knew him. And we said, no, he is the Son. And the Son remained there. He has come to set you free.
You were
slaves and were not in the house of the Father. He chased you out. And you were chased from his garden. But the child remained there. If the child makes you free, you will be free indeed. Among us, we don't know even how the Spirit speaks.
Many
people say the Spirit told me. How does the Spirit speak? He's going to, as he explains how he told him, and it's the demon which spoke with him.
The
Spirit told me, I go in the desert and I seek for that anointing. The Spirit told them to go in the desert, seek for the
Mafuta,
to come back And yet the Spirit himself is the anointing.
Remember,
when the Bible speaks of him, Acts 1:8, when the Spirit will come upon you, will give you power. But the Spirit told him that
you
got to seek for the anointing and power. Who is he seeking that he has left him yet here? When you reach the mountain, when demons are waiting for you, when Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit, you look for that the Spirit led Christ into the desert to be tempted by the devil. The Spirit took him there and he was there with the Spirit.
And
the voice Jesus told me, I
got
to seek for the Spirit 40 days when I'm fasting. Now, where does this come about? For the Spirit took Jesus into 40 days fast. It's one problem we made. Not listening to the voice of the Lord Jesus. We had to twist the many scriptures. We had to subtract and add within them. And remain claiming, Jesus, you have told them to us. You don't know how it angers when someone speaks of these words. Or it twists your words a little.
John 8:37. Naye musala amagezi okunzita. Kubanga ekigambo kyange tekyeyabya mummwe.
Who has this come back? That is the father.
Agambe mwagala nange
kunzita. Say you want to kill me.
Kubanga atta omwana
kutali kitaawe. The one who kills the son kills the father too.
Yegana omwana.
He rejects the son, rejects the father.
Kitaffe mwenyini yavaayo n'abagamba.
The father himself came, told them, the word I sent to you, my word, what is peace, don't want it. Now we never knew that even the father was seeking to kill him.
John 7:38.
Now the Lord Jesus said, let me speak to myself. I speak what I saw from the Father.
You do
and speak what you saw from the devil, your father. Now there are wrong Bibles some of you have.
When you hear my saying,
they use this word that when you hear my saying, what did that angel get a young? That's the wrong Bible. It has to be when you hear my word.
John 8:39. You heard him? Mm. Yesu n'abagamba nti, singa mubadde bana ba okunzita omuntu ababuulidde ebyamazima.
That is the Holy Spirit. He told us things of the truth. The truth is Jesus. Who heard from the Father? The Father spoke of this of the Son. The language here needs someone to understand. Then scriptures will be within him. You can hear them. Explaining is explaining the other.
For
I tell you the words of truth. What I heard from the Lord. Truth is Christ. God is the Father. The one speaking is the Holy Spirit in the midst there. John 8:14.
Ibrahimu teyakola bwatyo. Mwe mukola emirimu gya kitammwe, ne bamugamba nti, fetuli baana beeboolereze. Fetuli baana beeboolereze. Tulina kitaffe omu ye Katonda.
Kakati gwe bava okuvuma
wangu. Now the one they have abused above. If you can't hear the voice of God, you can't speak words we can never connect all days. You can make people fast today, and Jesus told you that he's going to heal them and they never get healed. The same Jesus comes tells you, let them add more 7 days. Get the voice God speaks saying, I am the God who never changes.
yagambye tuwonya we tusiba.
He said to heal us when he fasts.
Aganye okutuwonya tugamba tweyongere.
He refused to heal us, he says we fast more.
Hebrews
13:6. He says Jesus is one.
The same
yesterday, today, and forever.
It
never changes.
John 8:42. So sajja kulwanga enzekka. Naye oyo eyantuma. Kiki ekibalobedde okutegeera enjogera yange. Kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange.
Now the father repeated and answered.
Yokana 8:4. Mwe muli ba kitammwe sitaani, era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitammwe. Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye musi, so teyanywerera mu mazima.
Nti yagaana okunywerera mu
mukama waffe Yesu. Hold on the Lord Jesus.
Remember,
according to John
15,
Jesus says himself,
"I
am the true vine, all of you are branches." But we heard in Zechariah
3,
the devil is the branch which was cut off. It never held on truth. The one explaining that is the Father. But from the beginning, he cast him and they cut him off. It was normally a branch within truth.
John 8:44. Bwe njogera amazima kiki ekibalobedde okunzikiriza. Owa Katonda awulira ebigambo bya Katonda. Mwe kye muva mulema okuwulira kubanga temuli ba Katonda.
Owulidde kye yagamba.
You heard what he says.
Obutawulira buno buvaawa.
But hearing comes from where?
Abantu bangi si bantu ba Katonda.
People are not God's people.
Newankubadde nga batuula mu
makungaanira. If they sit in those temples.
Oba mu makanisa.
Or in those churches.
Babeerayo nga bazze beetaaga byakulya.
They are when they have come needing eatings.
They
need of miracles.
Time of hearing
on God's voice, they don't have it.
John 8:48.
Abayudaaya
ne baddamu ne bamugamba nti, "Tetwogera bulungi ffe nti gwe oli Musamaliya era nti oliko dayimooni."
They begin to abuse the Holy Spirit.
They
say you speaking, changing. Is there a demon troubling you?
They
began to tell the Holy Spirit he has a demon. All this comes from where?
If you can never
hear the voice of the Lord Jesus,
you cannot
hear the voice of the Father,
you can't
listen to the one of the Holy Spirit. Many speak of scripture like this. God spoke with us through the prophets.
In
these days, he spoke to us through the Son, according to Hebrews.
He said these
people are not easy. You know, out of one person to come three voices, that troubled them and confused them. And they began to think they had it. He had a demon upon him. After they abused the Holy Spirit, that he has a demon, he kept quiet. And Jesus came out. He said, "What are you doing?" John 8:49.
Namwe temunzisaamu kitiibwa. Naye nze sinoonya kitiibwa kyange. Waali anoonya era asala omusango.
N'abagamba ali wano
wennyini. He said he's right here.
But all along they've not
been hearing him.
Oya anoonya. Aba yakamala okumwogerako.
After he spoke of him, he arrived himself.
Namwe asoko veyo bawe
ndi. First get aside. Let me speak on my behalf. But we couldn't hear. And we spent many years. And our ears have never gotten open.
John 8:51.
You've had the father come back. He said, I'm here. Get away, I speak myself. If you have angered me the past time, come back, speak, I'm here.
When you
hear my word, you're going to become my disciples.
John 8:53.
If you can hear the voice of God. Now they've begun to question whether he's older than Abraham.
Gwe mukuru okukira jjajjaffe Ibulayimu eyafa ne bannabbi baafa weeyitaani.
Now you hear what they are answering the father. So who does he call himself? If God cast them in hell, after you've asked him what does he call himself,
not
hearing the word is a very dangerous thing. We
will
never hear the voice of God.
As
we
don't
repent the Lord Jesus.
We
understood we've not been hearing his voice. And his words are not in us. And we began to twist. And to subtract and add within them.
But
we ask he helps us. Right now to bring back his voice in us. As he sends his spirit.
To
write his words in our minds. In our hearts. We can avoid all other voices we are not his. For he is our shepherd. And we shall hear his voice. John 8:54.
Bwe neegulumiza nzekka okugulumira kwange kuba kwa busa.
The father got away. People are not easy to see what they have told me.
Let me
tell you one thing which happened. If you are not speaking all of them, one is
the
one speaking with us, we under him, we get hungered.
But
each one always rested. And another spoke. And they tell them sharpened words and they keep quiet. These people are very dead. That's why from the beginning, God the Father has been reasoning with his word and the Holy Spirit. That's why he speaks in Genesis 1:26. Let's make man in our image and our likeness. These two have to contribute and speak what they think.
Now
when he speaks, it's not good for man to be alone. He was speaking with the word and the Holy Spirit. And they too gave out their reasonings. When we sinned in Genesis 3, and he said man has become like one of us, he and who? Father, Son and the Holy Spirit, for these three are one. And they too brought out the reasoning, and he told them, let's go and we closed the way the tree of life. If you had in Genesis 11, and the father looked so, and he said, well, the spirit determined to do, they will fulfill it. Come, let's go confuse their tongues.
And
Holy Spirit passed through to confuse the tongues.
John 8:44.
They have never known him. Even here we could never hear how he speaks. But we thank the Lord for the new generation is giving us right now. If we are to hear him like our shepherd the Lord Jesus, and we hear the Holy Spirit and we hear the Father as the words are within us right from the Holy Scriptures.
ataano mutano.
John 8:55.
So temumutegeeranga naye nze mumanyi. Bwe nnaagamba nti simumanyi n'afaanana nga mmwe mulimba.
Mulimba.
Mulimba. Naye mumanyi era nkwata ekigambo kye.
Oyo mwe mutukuvu yakomekereza.
The Holy Spirit winding it up.
N'agamba nze nno kigambo kye muwuliriza.
I hear his word.
Naye okuwulira ebigambo ebyo oteekeddwa okuba wakozibwa.
Those voices must have been raised.
Ngowulira Yesu omutuufu.
If you hear the right Jesus.
Kiba kizibu nnyo okuwulira
Yesu. Very hard to hear him.
Waba tebakikumanyi.
If they never made you used to it.
Kubanga twabiranga eyo mu makanisa nga tukuba nduulu.
Church is shouting and making noise. And the instrumentals you are studying and it makes noise with the instruments.
We are
raising chairs supporting the message.
Nga naye ani awulira.
But who hears?
N'atubuulira mwennyini aba ayogera
bya. And what preaching to us speaks what never understands. It we never hear.
A
blind is ready to let the blind.
Yohana 8:56.
John 8:56.
Ibrahim jajja mwe yasanyuka okulaba olunaku lwange. N'alulaba n'asanyuka.
Here
he brought a big problem.
Ibrahim yasanyuka olaba
olunaku. Abraham rejoiced to see your day. They first looked at him and they wondered. We have always told you have demons upon yourself. Abraham, where did he meet you?
Yohana 8:57.
John 8:57.
Awa Abayudaaya ne bamugamba nti tonnaba kuweza myaka 50. Naye Ibulayimu wamulaba.
Remember the word closed flesh. What was in the beginning where the Father was. Now they ask him, it's not yet 50 years that you saw Abraham. The one they speak with, they are not knowing him. They have never even heard of his voice.
Yohana 8:58. Yesu n'abagamba nti, dala dala mbagamba nti, Ibulayimu nga tannaba kuzaalibwa, nze nga wendi.
Now problems came here. They don't that the word the Lord Jesus himself, the one who visited Abraham in Genesis 15, and the word the Lord came to Abraham. In the seasons past, he used to come as the word to them.
He's
the one who spoke through most and all the prophets. For every prophet was the word of God came to me.
Now
they wondered what we speak. They never knew it was himself speaking with them. And besides that, he came as Melchizedek, closed flesh and came on this world and met Abraham openly. The one they spoke with, they never knew, neither heard of his voice. He's the one who sent Moses. The word sent Moses. But the one who sent, they never knew him. They always said one thing, God.
Yohana 8:59.
John 8:59.
Awo ne baddira amayinja okumukuba. Naye Yesu ne yeekweka n'afuluma mu yeekaalu.
Naye tetugenda kuba mukama afa
Jesus this time.
Kubanga tutegedde bwe tuyinza okuwulira eddoboozi
lye. Turn how we can hear his voice.
Kubanga ebiro bingi tubali tumukuba amayinja.
Many seasons we've been stoning him.
Wakati ye bw'aba akunyonyola aleeta eddoboozi lya byawandiika.
He explains the principal voices of the scriptures.
Naye waliwo twatukaga. Mwogera nnyo ebyawandiika, mubeera mu byawandiika.
Times we reach and we are like, we speak so much scriptures, you are so much in scriptures.
Baba agaruba babuulire story lyo jjinja
ly'okubi Yesu. They want you to tell them stories. That's the story of stoned Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Right
now we're going to repent to him. Help us get to hear his voice again. As he sends the Spirit
to
write his word within us. Like he promised in Colossians chapter 3. From verse 3 to 6. Spirit will write his words within you.
We
want to repent the Lord Jesus.
To
send his Spirit.
To
begin to write scriptures within us. And then the Spirit Jesus will speak with us after we've heard him through scriptures, and then we'll come more within visions.
okukolesebwa mu birooto ne mu
buliwotuyinza
okumwawula eddoboozi
ery'
omwoyo omutukuvu nga tulimanyi wamu
n'eryakitafuoluka
ku bigero ebyo
tugezeeko
okumutegeeza
ebigambo
nga bwe yatugamba mutegeeze byetwetaaga okuyita mu kusaba
kitaffe
omwesigwa tukugulumiza tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo ssebo kabaka wabakabaka weebala olw'akaseera akalungi kootwongedde mu kubeerawoko era mu maaso go kubanga olunaku olumu mu maaso go era mu nnyumbayo olusinga ssebo emyaka olukumi gye tumala mu nnyumba y'abanyazi sebo katonda affe omuyinza ebintu byonna kitaffe omwesigwa eyaliwo ku luberebere wamu n'ekigambo kyo nga bwe kyawandikwa mu Yokaana essuula eyo esooka olunyolosooka ayogera nti ku luberebere waliwo kigambo kigambo n'abawali katonda kigambo n'aba katonda yali awali gwe kitaffe era sebo atunnyonnyola kigambo kyo mu ngeri essuula y'omunaana onyolwa 22 ng'agamba nti mukama yali nange ekkubo lyewe lyansookera okusooka emirimu gye gyedda kitaffe tukwebaza kuba kankano tutanudde okuwulira eddoboozi lyo era tutanudde okuwulira eddoboozi ly'ekigambo kyo eddoboozi ly'omwoyo wo kubanga kyawandiikibwa mu bakolinso ekisooka essuula esebo kabaka ba kabaka ey'okubiri onyolwa 11 akigambibwa nti tewali amanyi muntu by'alowooza okugyako omwoyo we ali mu ye nabwe kityo teri amanyi ebya katonda okugyako omwoyo ali mu ye bwe kityo omwoyo we yatandikamu naawe era eddoboozi lyo liwulikika kankano mukama muffe tukusaba otusaasire olwa mukama waffe yesu obutawulira ddoboozi lye kubanga bwe tuba tituwulidde eddoboozi lyo ery'ekigambo kyo naawe tetuyinza kukutegeera kitaffe omwesigwa nga bw'otutegeezeza mu Yokaana essuula eyo ey'omunaana kisinga temutegeera njogera yange kubanga ekigambo kyange tekyeyabya mummwe ne kankano tukomawo okukkiriza ekigambo kyeyabye muffe okutuukiza Yokaana essuula 15 17 ng'ayogera ng'agamba ti wemubeera mu nze n'ebigambo byange nga biri mu mmwe musabe kyonna kye mwetaaga kinaabaweebwa tulyoke tukusabe ayi mukama waffe yesu omwoyo omutukuvu atuyambe atuwandiikamu ebigambo byo okutuukiriza endagaano empya gye wakola naffe oyogera ng'osinza mu Yeremiya 33:3 n'okugira oyogera nti ŋŋenda kukola nammwe endagaano empya oluna ebigambo byange nabiwandiikamu mmwe ayi katonda affe omwesigwa n'amateeka go n'ebiragiro n'emisango otume omwoyo ayi mukama waffe yesu atuyingira mu kwenenya kuno kankano leero awandiike ebigambo byomuffe nga bwe wasuubiza mu bakolinso ekiso ekyokubiri essuula ey'okusatu okuva ku lwokuna paka olw'okutaano omwoyo omutukuvu mwennyini yali wandiika sina bwino owa Peero aye kabaka bakabaka mukama waffe yesu nga tutanula kankano okuwulira eddoboozi lyo kubanga bayogedde mu Yokaana essuula ey'ekumi ng'ogamba endiga ezo ziwulira eddoboozi lyo era bwe liweerero ez'omulala teriziwuliriza era zirigaana okugoberera naye mukama tubadde endiga ezibuusibwabuusibwa okubeera ezzo ezadde leero abantu bo kubanga tubadde twawula eddoboozi lyo neri abakristu ab'obulimba wayogera ng'ogamba Mattayo 24 walijja abakristu ab'obulimba ne bannabbi obulimba tuwulidde bakristu ab'obulimba bangi aboogera ebitakwatagana n'ebigambo byo kubanga twawulira tekkanisa wagizimbira ennaku 3 era wanyonyola abatume Mattayo 24 oyogera nti tewali jinyana limu erisigala ku bizimbe bino naye waliyo bakristu abatukyalidde abatugamba okubazimbira ebizimbe ebiyooyoote era ebinyirira okubeera ekkanisa so nga naawe oyogera okuno naffe ng'ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro bingi ebikuwayiriziddwako ng'amaloboozi g'abakristu ab'obulimba googera naffe naye leero ogwomuwekka ow'amazima naffe tujja gy'oli okwenenyeza okwetondera nga kitaffe awulira era nga tukulembeddwamu omwoyo omutukuvu oyo yekka ayinza okusabisa abatukuvu nga katonda bw'ayagala kubanga kyawandika mu Baruumi essuula ey'omunaana olunyiira osebo katonda ffe olwabirimu omukaaga n'okukkira wewaawo omwoyo omutukuvu atubeera obunafu bwaffe kubanga tetumanyi kusaba nga bwe kitugwanidde naye nyini yeegata n'omwoyo gwaffe n'atusabirawo eri mukama waffe yesu nga bw'ayagala era naawe kitaffe onaasiima nga twenenyezarawo kubanga mu yemu ogulumirizibwa aye katonda ffe omwesigwa tujja gy'oli n'ebigambo ebijjudde amagezi nga bw'ogatuwadde awamu n'okutegeera nga tukwasaganya ebyawandiikibwa byo ebitukuvu kubanga bayogera mu Yobu ey'23 ng'agamba singa mbadde mmanyi gye ndikusinkana kale nandikuŋŋanyiza ebigambo eby'ensonga era nandibikuleetedde gy'oli mukama nandirinidde okumanya kyewandinzizeemu tewandinyombesezza olw'ebigambo ebyo tinedda naffe olwaleero mukama tuze mu maaso go nga twenenyeza mukama waffe yesu okutusaasira n'okusonyiwa obutali butuukirivu bwonna bwe tukoze obutawulira ddoboozi lye okunyoola mu bigambo bye wamu n'okubitolamu n'okwongerangamu nga bwe yatulagira mu Matayo essuula ery'ekumi olunyoola 7:8 ng'ayogera nti tugende tubuulire obwakabaka katonda busembedde fe ffenna bennyini ne tuli abakristu abalala abaatutuma mu njiri endala ne mu bigambo ebirala ebitali bya bwakabaka bwa mu ggulu ne twogera ebyo nga tulimbika tekwatutumye era watugamba tuwonye
tugome emizimu tuzirukize abalema ng'otugamba ntuweereddwa buwa naffe tuwe buwa naye twanyola ebigambo byo bwe twasimbisa abantu layini ku byamagero ng'ate tuwayiriza nti mu linnya lya Yesu mwe tukolera tusaba otusaasire ayi Yesu omulamu otusonyiwe obutali butuukirivu obungi bwe tukukoze ekkanisa yonna mu nsi yonna nga tusinzira e Uganda okuyingira mu nsi yonna tukusaba otusaasire okkirize okudda mu kkanisa eyo era nga bw'obadde ku mitima gyaffe oyogera mu kubikuwa ssatu onyola olunyo kumi n'omukaaga paka makumi abiri oyogera nti ndi ku mitima gyammwe enkoko na muzigulirewo tusobole okulya ffenna twogere ffenna wakaba naffe leero tujja mu maaso g'okulwa ekkanisa mu Uganda mu Afirika ne mu nsi yonna nga twenenya nga tukusaba okomerewo kankano abakuyayaanira era abakukabira mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma okkirize okudda mu masekati gaffe olwane n'abadde balwana naffe kubanga wayogera mu kyamateeka 28 oyogera nti bwe tunanyiigira okuwulira eddoboozi lyo amateeka ne byegonda misango kale era soba emikisa gino gyonna ginaagenda naffe n'otunabulira ng'ogamba mu kyamateeka 28:15 kale olituuka mu talinyiigira kuwulira eddoboozi lyange okwata amateeka ne byegonda emisango ebikolimo bino byonna binaabajjiranga mukama tulwanye n'ebikolimo tusabyeku omukisa ne gugaana kubanga twagaana okwawulira eddoboozi lyo ku ddoboozi ly'abalala olw'ebyawandiikwa ebyabulamu ffe n'okubeeranga abagoberezi abatalina kye tutegeera so nga basaba abayigirizwa babe wategeera mu matayo wategeeza mu matayo 28 18:19 oyogera nti mugende mpereddwa obuyinza mukuune ku nsi kale mugende mufuule amawanga abayigirizwa mubatize okuyingira mu nyeri ya kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo mutukuvu mubayigirize ne byonna byenabalagira olunyo 19 bwe wategeeza naye tetwayinza kubanga basuubiza ojja kuba naffe ennaku zonna bwe tutaakola ekyo watulekawo era obaddewo bweru w'ekkanisa yo mukama oyagala okudda okuyingira naffe tuli kkanisa yeeyanjula kankano mu maaso go mukama nga tukusaba otusaasire ayi mukama waffe Yesu bw'atudde mu ggulu eyatwalibwa ku bire bekaba tutuma essuula esooka onyoolw'omwenda paka olw'11 watwalibwa era bamalayika baatunyonnyola tyoliidda bwotyo nga tonnabakudda mukama ng'okyali omwakabaka w'obw'omu ggulu otuma omwoyo wo ajje mu ffe naffe tunaakakasa nga ggwe naye muli mu ffe kubanga kyawandiikibwa baluwa yokaana esooka esuula ey'okutaano onyoolw'omusanvu ayogera nti waliwo abajjule basatu mu ggulu kitaffe omwana n'omwoyo mutukuvu naye bw'otuma omwoyo wo era nga gw'omu naye n'abeera mu ffe tunaakakasa kitaffe okubeera mu ffe weewaawo tukusaba akabonero ak'okusonyiyibwa kubanga wayogera mu ngero esuula esooka 23 bwe munakkiriza okunenya kwange n'abayiwako omwoyo wange n'abajja otutegeera ebigambo byange tusaba omwoyo wo alamusibwe nate omulundi omulala mu kkanisa nga bwe yakolanga n'abatume nga bwe yakolanga ne bannabbi otusaasire ayi mukama waffe Yesu gw'ekigambo eyalabikira Ibulayimu era otutegeeza mu Yokaana esuula y'omunaana oyogera nti waliwo nga Ibulayimu tannaba kubaawo yeguwa amukyalira olubereberye 15 yeguwa akyalira bannabbi bonna nga kyawandiikibwa nga ku ggwe ekigambo kya mukama ne kijjira Yeremiya ekigambo kya mukama ne kijjira Mikka ekigambo kya mukama ne kijjira Ezeekyeri bonna ku obalabikiranga ayi mukama waffe Yesu okutuuka lwewasalawo wasooka n'olabika nga tolina kitaawo newankubadde maamawo bwewalabikira ku mulembe ng'oli Melukizeddeeki kabaka ate alina jjajjaawo newankubadde kojjaawo newankubadde ekikaaji ku mulundi ogw'okubiri walabika ng'oyita mu lubuto lwa Maliya Yokaana essuula eyo esooka nga 14 kikigambo nayambala omubiri n'abisibwa gye tuli weewaawo baakuleeta mu lubuto lwa Maliya walabika gye tuli tukusaba okkirize okutusaasira gwe kigambo w'amazima era eyaddayo mu ggulu ali mu kitiibwa kyo otume omwoyo wo abeere omubaka era ambasada gwe watugambako temutanula kugenda paka nga mmaze omwo omutukuvu okuba mutumira n'okuba musabira okuva eri kitaffe tukwegayiridde n'olwaleero nga tuyaayaana nga tukabiira nga tukulindiridde omwoyo omutukuvu omutume ajje naffe tunaawulira essanyu ku lw'okubeerawo kwe mu ffe tunaasanyuka tunaabeera n'omusumba omulungi oyo gwe tusomyeko mu Yokaana essuula ey'ekkumi nzeye musumba omulungi awaayo obulamu bwe bwendigazi tunaalaba omwoyo w'amazima awonya awatali kusasula ku lulwo kubanga bwe wakolanga watambulanga okola obulungi n'otuma omwoyo wo n'atambula n'abatume ng'akolera ddala bulungi tusaba omwoyo wo bw'alabisibwa kankano mukama atukolere byonna bye twetaaga mulamu muno ne mukuweereza awatali kulumizibwa kubanga wabaddewo omwoyo omulala ne bakwisaba obulimba abatubonyabonyeza abatusimbiziza ku byamagero abatusasuzza abatavuddeyo kuyeetaaga era abakamulira ddala oyo yeetaaga tukusaba okusinzira mu ggulu owulire okusaba kwaffe olwaleero nga tukwenenyeza ayi mukama waffe Yesu otusaasire ayi mukama waffe Yesu otuzza obujja leero tuli yeekaalu y'omukama gyotumamu omwoyo okubeera mufu kyetuva tukusaba okomyewo omusawo omwoyo omutukuvu omubaka wo ambasada wo akomewo akukiikire ng'ali mu masekati gaffe tukakase okuwonyezebwa okutaliiko kusasula tukakase aye katonda ffe obulamu bwaffe obutaliiko saddaaka nga bwe tubadde mu biro ebiyise tubadde tuwalampa nsozi tubadde tusiiba nnyo okubeerawo naye kankano tuwulire eddoboozi lyo tubeere n'obukisa mu kyalo ne mu kibuga tukwata ebiragiro byo okubeera abalamu okubeera ssebo nebye twetaaga mulamuno ne mukuweereza tubeere abalamu abatalemezibwa mukama tukozimbye mu biro ebiyise tubadde banakuwavu nnyo okufuna buli omu waabeera ne wansula okufuna emirimu gye abadde akola saddaaka nnyingi n'okubonaabonawo kungi okw'obulokozi naye si bukiri kubanga batugamba mu Matayo essula 11 25 paka 3 timujje mwenna abakooye n'abasowereddwa munaalaba ekimulo ky'emyoyo gyammwe mukama tubadde mukudaaga tubadde mukubonaabona kubanga tetwakusinkana gwe mwennyini era bwe twali tukusinkana twakwegaana ne tuwulira amaloboozi g'abakristo ab'obulimba abataafaanana newankubadde byewayogera era abataakola nga bwe wakola baatukoza bubi mukama baatuyisa bubi tukooyedde ddala ne tujja gy'oli nga tusaba otusaasire olusonyiwa okomewo mu kkanisa yo mu Uganda ne mu nsi yonna katonda affe otusaasire kitaffe omwesigwa gwe watuma omwana wo mu Yokaana 16 bwatwagala mukama bwatuma omwana wo n'atukuutira owuliranga eddoboozi lyo eddoboozi lye era n'atugamba tetulina kuba nekitaffe omulala ku nsi naye bakuyisa ab'obulimba baatuwa bakitaffe ab'omwoyo abalala abaatubonyaabonya abataayinza kulabirira mmembe zaffe newankubadde obulamu bwaffe tukwaniriza aye mukama waffe yesu nga tuddamu okukondera ebiragiro byo byewatugamba Matayo 23 9 temubanga nekiramu omulala ku nsi kubanga kiramu ali omwali mu ggulu naffe tukomawo okulira eddoboozi lyo wamu n'ekigambo kyo amateeka n'ebiragiro n'emisango tukusaba okkirize okutusaasira weebale mukama wabakama weebale kabaka wabakabaka kubanga okkiriza okusonyiwa n'okutusaasira mukama oleme okugaana okusaba kwaffe kubanga emmeeme zaffe zimenyese wayogera mu Zebuli ya 5:1 ng'ogamba esaddaaka ya Katonda emmeeme emenyese era n'omutima oguboneredde twabonerera okulekawo bakristo bonna ab'obulimba tetuliddamu era tuliddamu newankubadde okuwulira amaloboozi gaabwe wabula okuwulira eddoboozi lyo ssebo oleme okugaana saddaaka yaffe kubanga emmeeme emenyese n'omutima oguboneredde okkirize ssebo Katonda affe otuzza obuggya ozimbe buto amagezi gaffe naffe tunayinza okutuusa aboonoonyi okudda gy'oli tusaasire ayi kabaka bakabaka era otusonyiwe obatali butuukirivu bonnanga ekkanisa mu Uganda era n'ekkanisa mu nsi yonna okkirize okudda olamule ayi omwoyo mutukuvu olamule kuba mukama waffe yesu era oyawule aweereza katonda tamuweereza ayi katonda affe omwesigwa ng'oyitamu n'omuggo ogw'ekisa n'omuggo ogw'obumu tukwebaza omusumba omulungi kubanga okkirize okutusumba nate mulinyira mukama waffe yesu amen.